Turning our attention now to the ASX. Here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to the Bulls and Bears Market Wrap, where we break down the latest ASX announcements from public companies that are doing interesting things. Today's Market Wrap is brought to you by Ora Banda Mining, ASX code OBM. I'm Matt Burney, and I'm joined now on 6PR by the Managing Director of Ora Banda Mining, Dave Quinlivan. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Matt.
Well, Ora Banda picked up the mothballed Davyhurst gold mine north of Kalgoorlie after Eastern Goldfields Mining fell into administration in 2019. In what looks to be a classic turnaround story, Ora Banda's well-funded, laser-focused exploration program has dramatically transformed the Davyhurst mine into a company-making asset that is now set to spring back to life. Dave, what was the gold reserve at Davyhurst when you plucked it out of admin, and what is it now, and what's your current resource at the project?
460,000 ounces now, up from 150,000 when we got it. Current grade of reserve is 2.4 grams, and we're sitting at 2.2 million ounces of resources.
Your exploration numbers at Davyhurst have been nothing short of fantastic. Just how many separate gold deposits and targets are you sitting on out there?
We targeted 5 mining prospects, and we've got about 100 exploration targets in the portfolio.
And how much ground have you got in the area?
We've got 1,350 square kilometres of ground.
How do you come up with 100 targets?
We rank every one of them separately and put them into a pecking order to look after the best ones first, and as we go down the list, we choose them and update them or downgrade them according to the results.
So the key to your project, as I see it, is obviously the old Davyhurst mill that you picked up in the deal with the administrator, which I think will probably give you an affordable, fast-track route to production. How much do you need to spend on the old mill to get it back into operation again?
We've got $12 million to spend on the mill to get it back into operation, and we've got a $45 million capital plan to do the mining work and get the mill back into production.
A couple of rapid-fire questions. I know you've put a feasibility study out on the project. How long is it going to take you to get your money back?
14 months at a $2,100 gold price, or 7 months at $2,550 gold price.
Okay, and what's the initial mine life that you've modelled so far?
5 years.
And how many ounces of gold will you churn out a year?
We'll recover on average 82,000 ounces a year over the 5-year period.
And how much free cash do you expect the project to make a year?
At 2100, 174 million over the life of mine, and at 2550, 360 million over the life of the mine.
And how much do you think it'll cost you to produce an ounce of gold?
All in sustaining, 1556.
Okay, and how are you planning to fund all this?
We're fully funded. So we've just raised $55 million last month to get us back into production.
Well, Dave Quinlivan from Ora Banda Mining, thanks very much for joining me on the Market Wrap. And just remember, Bulls and Bears is only here to give you information, not advice, which you should, of course, seek independently. I'm Matt Burney. Thanks for listening to the Bulls and Bears Market Wrap.
For more public company CEO interviews, go to the money page at 6pr.com.au and click the public companies tab.